Good morning.
大家好。
大家好，早安。
Thank you for inviting me to share the message.
感谢大家，感谢你们邀请我来传讲信息。
This is a passage that we're all familiar with.
这段经文我想大家都很熟悉。
And here we see how God makes a covenant with Abram and changes his name to Abraham.
我们看到这段经文，神与亚伯兰立约，把他名字从亚伯兰改成亚伯拉罕。
With the name change, Abram, the exalted father, becomes Abraham, the father of many.
这个名字改变以后呢，亚伯兰是本来是崇高之父，改成多国之父。
And this covenant God makes with Abraham is an official promise with his people.
他这个神跟他立的约是一个正神对他的一个正式的应许。
God calls Abraham and his descendants into relationship with himself.
神呼召亚伯拉罕和他的子孙跟神建立关系。
And promises that Abraham is going to be a great nation with abundant blessings.
而且应许他是将是一个成为大国充满了祝福。
This was the beginning of God's relationships with all the biblical patriarchs we see in Genesis.
这是神与这个圣经里面那个以色列的祖先所开始成立的关系。
Starting with Abraham, the line of patriarchs follows Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 tribes of Israel, which eventually leads to King David, and then many generations later, Jesus.
所以呢，是从亚伯拉罕开始，到以撒、雅各，十二个支派，一直到最后，一直到了，大卫王。
And when we take a close look at how this covenant relationship was formed, we can understand God's expectations on our families.
如果我们仔细的研究这个约的成立，我们就明白神对家庭的一个期望。
How he wants us to follow him and how he wants us to love him.
他希望我们是如何的跟随他，如何的去爱他。
First thing we can notice is this.
我们首先要注意到的是
Parents are important, fathers especially so.
父母亲非常重要，尤其是父亲特别重要。
God is making a covenant with Abraham, not with Sarah.
神是与亚伯拉罕立约，并不是与撒拉立约。
He's making a covenant with the head of the household.
他跟一家之主立约。
And he changes Abram's name to Abraham, the father of many, and this name reflects God's anointing of Abraham.
他把亚伯兰的名字改成亚伯拉罕，就是多国之父的意思。而这名字就回应了神对亚伯拉罕的祝福。
Abraham will no longer be just an exalted father, but he will be the father of many.
亚伯拉罕不再是只是崇高之父，而他变成多国之父。
And not because of his own merits, but because God has called him to be the father of many, and he's giving him this new identity.
所以呢，神他这不是因为亚伯拉罕他自己有任何的功劳。而是神给他的呼召，而且神要给他一个新的身份，成为多国之父。
At this point in time in Genesis 17, Abraham only has one son.
在这一段经文的时候呢，亚伯拉罕只有一个儿子
，Ishmael，
就是以实玛利。
That's not even from his wife Sarah.
而不是从撒拉所生的。
And he thinks that's who he is.
所以他以为他就是
I am Ishmael's father.
他就以为他自己就是以实玛利的父亲。
In fact, when God says he will bless him with a son, Abraham laughed and he said, will a son be born to a man 100 years old?
所以当神要祝福他给他一个儿子的时候呢，亚伯拉罕的回应是100岁 的人还能生孩子吗？
And he said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing.
那亚伯拉罕他的回应，对神的回应就是说，但愿以实玛利活在你的面前。
In his reality, in his world, Ishmael is the only son he knows.
在他的世界观里面，以实玛利是他唯一的儿子。
But God promises this future son.
但神给他的应许是他有另外一个儿子。
Not only that, he also gives a name to this son.
而且他还给这个儿子起名。
It's not maybe you'll have a son.
神并没有说，说不定你会有一个儿子。
It's you will definitely have a son, and you will name him Isaac.
他神就告诉他说，你必定会得到一个儿子，而且你要给他起名叫以撒。
This is the reality that I promise you.
这是我给你的应许。
And we all know that this promise was fulfilled.
而且我们都知道，这个应许最终是成立的。
And over throughout the passage, God confirms that he will establish this covenant with Abraham and his descendants.
而且在这段经文里面呢，我们可以看到重复的，神要与亚伯拉罕立约，并且与他的子子孙孙立约。
I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come.
我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。
And verse 8, I will give an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you.
第八节说，我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业，我也必做他们的神。
And again in verse 9, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants, after you for the generations to come.
那第九节再重复一次说，神又对亚伯拉罕说，你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。
This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you.
这是我和你后裔世世代代所立的约。
A lot of repetition about descendants.
很多次重复他的子孙，他的后裔。
Because he's not making covenant not just with Abraham, but also with his descendants.
因为神不但是与亚伯拉罕立约，并且与他的子孙，他的后裔立约。
It's like when you sign a contract on behalf of your family.
就像比方说你签了约，为你的家庭签了一个约。
When you sign any contract, it's usually the father or head of the household that signs.
通常签这个约的时候呢，是父亲或一家之主来签这个约。
There are no rooms for children's signature.
没有其他地方可以让孩子们来签的。
And the way we look at this head of the household aligns with how God designs human families.
所以当我们看到这个一家之主的观念，我们就知道神所设计的家庭是什么样的情况。
God ordained fathers to be the head.
神命定就是父亲是成为一家之主。
So whether fathers are aware of it or not, by God's design, you exercise a great influence on your families.
就算父亲不明白这道理，但按照神的设计，父亲在家中是有很大的影响力。
I came across this really interesting statistics at the recent FECA Pastoral Fellowship.
在我们那个联会，牧师联会的聚会里面，我看到一个大数据的报告。
Lifeway Research says, when a child is the first Christian in their household, the percentage of the rest of the family following is 3.5%.
那这个 Lifeway 的研究报告里面发现说，如果在一个家庭里面，孩子是第一个信主的话，他的家庭可能成为 基督徒的只有 3.5%。
That means I invite 100 kids and they all hear the gospel, they all accept Jesus, but when they go home, only 3.5 families maybe follow Jesus because of the child.
所以比方说如果我邀请100个孩子他们都信主了，可是他们回家去的之后呢，可能只有3.5个家庭可能会信主。
Because who cares what the kid says, right?
因为孩子们的影响力并不是很大。
Parents think I know better.
因为父母亲觉得我们比较重要，我们比较懂。
When a mother is the first Christian in the household, the percentage of the rest of the family following is 17%.
那如果说是母亲先信主的话呢，那个家庭可能信主的几率是17%。
That means 100 moms hear the gospel, they go home and share the gospel with their families, only 17 families will become Christian.
所以比方说如果100个母亲听了信主以后回家去跟他们的家庭传福音，可能只有17个家庭会信主。
What do you think will be the percentage for father?
那如果是父亲信主的话，你们觉得这个几率是多高呢？
Ready to be blown away.
你们可能会很惊讶。
93%.
93%会信主。
That's how important fathers are.
所以你们可以想象，父亲是有多大的影响力。
As the head of the family, you're not just important because you provide for your family and make important decisions.
你是一家之主，并不是因为不是光因为你是养家，而且为家里做决定。
God ordained you also as the spiritual head, spiritual leader in your family.
因为神已经命定父亲是成为一家的属灵的领导。
Just like how God ordained Abraham and made this covenant with him and his descendants through him.
就像神是与亚伯拉罕立约。要透过亚伯拉罕祝福他的后裔。
So fathers, you affect your family more than you know.
所以父亲们，你们影响你的家庭超过你所认知的。
You're setting the culture of your family.
你家庭的文化是你所影响的。
You're setting the value system of your family.
你设立你家庭的价值观。
You're controlling the relational dynamics in the family.
而且你们家中的关系的动力是因你而影响，是靠你的影响的。
And that's not all there is. We call our God Heavenly Father.
不光如此，我们称我们的神是我们的天父。
As humans, we make connections in our brain to process information.
当我们人来处理一些资讯的时候呢，我们会有一些连结。
When we learn a new concept, we try to find in our knowledge what may be similar to that concept so we can understand.
所以当我们学习一些新的观念的时候呢，我们会在我们的知识里面，我们认知里面寻找一些类同的观念。
So when we first learn about our Heavenly Father, we can't help but to make connection between Heavenly Father and our earthly father.
所以当我们第一次学习这个天父的观念的时候，我们就很容易的就跟我们的地上的父亲做了连结。
So if some had a very intimidating father, it's possible that they may see our Heavenly Father that way.
那如果有些父亲可能是很威严的话，那这个孩子就会对天父感觉是很威严的。
And if some had a father who's friendly and approachable, they may see God as someone who's friendly and approachable.
如果有些父亲就像我是和蔼可亲的，他们就会看他天父是和蔼可亲的。
Whether we like it or not, we can't help making these connections in our brains.
不管怎么样，我们都很容易就会有这样子的连结。
So fathers, your relationship with your child today affects how they will see God later on in their life.
所以父亲们，你看你，你跟你的孩子的关系会影响他们对神，他们跟神的关系。
It's not to say mothers are not important.
不是说母亲不重要。
In fact, you're both important.
你们两位都非常的重要。
And as you can see in this chart, we asked children, 208 children in this research, who helped you come to Christ?
如果我们看这个数据的话，他们问孩子说，谁带领你来信主的？
50% said parents.
50% 是父母亲带他们信主的。
And you can see children's ministry leader, pastor, they're all a lot less than parents.
那这些像比方说牧师啊，跟儿童主任等，他们的影响是很低的，比较低的。
So when it comes to your children's relationship with God, you're way more important than me and Pastor Chang and Pastor Joe in youth and Pastor Mui. Any leaders in the church, they cannot replace your roles.
所以你们对你们孩子的影响力，他们跟神的关系的影响力远远超过Dr. Angela 跟郑牧师，还有梅牧师，还有 Pastor Joe。
Because you spend way more time with them every day, and they respect you way more than they respect us.
因为你们花的时间比最多，所以他们尊重你们的远超过任何的牧师跟儿童主任。
To them, you're not just mom and dad.
对他们来讲，你们不光是爸爸妈妈。
You're the closest Christian adults they get to see every day.
你们是他们所认识最亲近的基督徒的长者。
So what did God expect Abraham, the important head of household, to do?
所以神对亚伯拉罕，他是这个一家之主，有什么样的期待期望呢？
He expected him to commit, surrender, and repeat.
神对亚伯拉罕的期待呢，就是他亚伯拉罕不断的委身降服，而且重复的委身降服。
In this passage, God says this covenant requires Abraham's faithfulness to be acted upon and expressed through circumcision.
在这段经文里面呢，神要求亚伯拉罕透过行割礼来表明他对神的信心。
So God commands Abraham, you are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you.
所以第十一节那边说，你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约的证据。
My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant.
第十三节说，你家里生的和你用银子买的都必须受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们肉体上做永远的约。
And on that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael and all those born in his household or bought with his money, every male in his household, and circumcised them as God told him.
所以那第二十三节，正当那日，亚伯拉罕遵着神的命，给他的儿子以实玛利和家里的一切男子，无论是在家里生的，是用银子买的，都行了割礼。
This is how he showed his commitment.
这是亚伯拉罕对神的一种委身的表现。
There are symbolic meanings to circumcision.
这个割礼是有象征性的意义。
It was their way of being set apart from other nations.
这个意义呢，就是把以色列人就是亚伯拉罕一家分别出来，从别的旁边的民族分别出来。
We are God's people and we are different.
因为我们是神的选民，我们有所不同。
It also shows a change from before. Now I'm not the same. I wear a new mark in my flesh.
也表明我们和从前是不同的，在这个肉体上面来表明我们的不同。
And Abraham didn't delay one bit in honoring this covenant.
那亚伯拉罕呢？他在 执行这个割礼的时候，他没有任何的疑迟。
It says in verse 23, on that day.
第二十三节就当说正当那日。
Immediately after God commanded him to circumcise, he himself was circumcised, and he made sure every male in his household was circumcised with him. There was no hesitation in him.
他亚伯拉罕没有任何的疑迟，当神一命令他的时候，他马上就自己行了割礼，也为他的家人行了割礼。
Now that's a big commitment.
这是一个很大的、很重、很大的委身。
But after this one-time commitment, he was tested again in Genesis 22.
虽然这是一次的行的割礼，可是神还在第22章里面再一次的试验亚伯拉罕。
God blessed Abraham with Isaac, and he knows how precious this son is to him.
那个时候神已经祝福了亚伯拉罕，赐他儿子以撒，所以他也知道这个以撒对他的重要性。
Yet he tells Abraham to sacrifice him.
但是他叫亚伯拉罕把他儿子献上。
Genesis 22:2 says, Then God said, Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain I will show you.
神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
After this command, the Bible doesn't include any questions from Abraham.
当神这样子命令亚伯拉罕的时候，我们没有看到亚伯拉罕有任何的疑问。
It just says he got up, took his son to the mountain the next morning.
圣经告诉我们，他就起身带着他儿子上到山上去。
There was no why, God, why?
他没有任何的问神为什么，神为什么。
There is no negotiation, no argument, no complaints, just a complete surrender.
他对神没有任何的谈判、争执或埋怨，他只是完全的降服在神的命令下。
And chapter 22 says this, When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham!
那边说他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好。捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”
Again, there was no hesitation in Abraham.
从这段经文里面，我们看到亚伯拉罕没有任何的疑迟。
And because there was no hesitation, we see this urgency in the voice of the angel of the Lord. Abraham, Abraham, stop, stop, don't lay a hand on that boy.
所以因为亚伯拉罕没有任何的疑迟，所以我们可以看到这段经文里面，那个神的使者就很紧迫的叫亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，停下来，不要杀你的儿子。
What can we learn from Abraham's experience?
我们从亚伯拉罕的经历里面，我们能够学到什么呢？
There are a lot of events that mark the beginning of our relationship with Jesus.
有很多事件证明我们对就是我们对神跟随神的开始的一些事件。
Like when we first make our commitment to Jesus and decide to accept Jesus and follow him.
就像我们第一次相信耶稣基督要跟随他。
Or when we get baptized and we profess our faith publicly.
或者我们第二件就是我们受洗，公开的表示我们对神的信任。
Or when we join a church as a member and start worshiping with other brothers and sisters.
或者我们参加一个教会，成为教会的一员，一起跟弟兄姐妹来敬拜神。
All of these beautiful milestones are only the beginning of our journey with Jesus.
这些很美丽的里程碑只是告诉我们这是我们跟随耶稣基督的开始而已。
And along that journey, we may still need to recommit, renew, resurrender all over again every day.
在这个跟随的耶稣的旅程当中，我们可能需要重新的委身，重新的降服，一次又一次的在神的面前。
Imagine if Abraham said, I got circumcised for you, God. What more do you want from me? You want my son?
我们可以假设想看，如果说亚伯拉罕说我已经为你行了割礼了，你还要神啊？你还要什么呢？你还要我的儿子吗？
But Abraham didn't.
但是亚伯拉罕没有如此行，没有如此说。
He understood he was in no position to ask and question God's will.
亚伯拉罕知道他没有权力来质疑神的主权。
He showed complete trust and faith in the Lord.
他对神是完全的信靠相信。
The kind of trust and faith that God considered as Abraham's righteousness.
因此就因为亚伯拉罕的信，所以神就以此为他的义。
Do you want your family to trust in the Lord?And follow Jesus.
你希望你的家庭是信靠神跟随耶稣的吗？
Do you know the easiest way to do it?
你知道什么是怎么做才最容易能够达到这个？
Is to commit yourself to Jesus, surrender yourself to Jesus, and repeat over and over every day.
最容易的方法就是你自己要委身给耶稣。你自己要降服于耶稣，而且每天不断不断的重复。
When we do that, we experience the inward transformation.
当我们这样做的话，我们就会经历到内在生命的转化。
Circumcision of the heart by the Spirit that Paul talks about in Romans.
而且我们会经历这个心里面的割礼，是透过圣灵的感动，就在保罗所讲的罗马书里面。
When we follow Jesus, we are surrendering each day, denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following Him.
所以当我们每天当我们跟随耶稣的时候呢，我们就是每天的降服，每天的舍去自己，每天的背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
And this lifelong journey looks very daunting and tiring and overwhelming.
这个一生的这个跟随耶稣的之旅看起来好像非常的艰难，非常的困难。
We wish it was as simple as just signing the contract once I follow Jesus.
我们可能希望很简单，只要一次签名就好了。
But one thing I want to remind you today is that this lifelong journey of faithis the most powerful education tool for your children.
但是我今天要提醒你们的就是我们这一生的跟随神的旅游之旅是对你孩子最有影响力的教育的工具。
Your children have only read about Abraham or heard about Abraham.
你的孩子们可能只听过亚伯拉罕或读过亚伯拉罕的故事。
They've only read about Moses.
他们可能只听到或读过关于摩西。
They've only read about King David, 12 disciples, Jesus in the Bible.
他们可能只读到大卫王、十二门徒、耶稣在圣经里面。
But they get to see you today.
可是他们今天是看见你们。
They get to live with you.
他们跟你们一起生活。
They get to observe your life decisions.
他们每天观看你们所做的人生的决定。
And as you and I become more and more like Jesus,
当你跟我越来越像耶稣基督，
they get to see what it's like to follow Jesus.
他们就看到一个真实跟随耶稣基督的见证。
Through us.
透过我们的生命。
So when you take on this journey every day by committing and surrendering with full faith in Jesus, your faith gets caught by them, not taught.
所以当你们行在这个天国的路上，跟随耶稣的路上，你们的信仰不是交给你们的孩子，而是他们在你们的生命中捕获你们的信仰。
We also don't want our children to just hear the gospel and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior only.
我们不希望我们的孩子只是听到福音，然后信靠耶稣一次而已。
And that's really important, but that's only the beginning of the journey.
虽然他们信耶稣是很重要的，但是只是一个开始。
As a children's ministry director, my goal is not to have an altar call and to have all these kids say, I follow Jesus, I follow Jesus now.
我成为作为一个儿童主任，我不是只是为了呼召孩子能够信靠耶稣。
My goal is to lay foundation so they remain in Christ 10 years from now, 20 years from now,50 years from now for the rest of their life.
我的这个设计就是为了要建立奠定一个基础，好叫这些孩子们十年后、二十年后，甚至五十年后，他们都一直是信靠神的。
You want them to commit, surrender, and repeat for the rest of their life and abide in Jesus.
所以我们希望的是他们一生的都是委身降服，重复的跟随耶稣基督。
And in fact, we may all know someone, or may even have in our family, someone who accepted the gospel at one point, but drifted away from God.
说不定我们都会认识一些人，或者我们甚至我们家庭的成员，他们可能曾经信靠神，但后来就渐渐的远离神。
And I know how heartbreaking that is, and I feel for you.
所以可能这个是让我们很伤心的事情。
But as I share this message with you, I'm also reminding myself the same truth.
所以当我跟你们分享这个信息的时候，我也告诉我自己这个同样的真理。
We can keep inviting them, encouraging them, and praying for them.
我们可以不断地邀请他们，为他们祷告。
But when all else have failed, all we can do is to be the living testimony by following Jesus faithfully, genuinely, humbly each day.
但如果一切都不成功的话，但我们只能做的就是我们一个忠心、真诚、谦卑的心，跟随耶稣，成为他们的见证。
And when we trust in the power of the Holy Spirit and follow Jesus, and it'll transform who we are, and it will show who Jesus is to those who drifted away.
所以当我们如此做的话，圣灵会改变我们的生命，好叫我们的人生、我们的生命中能够彰显耶稣基督，成为别人可看见的一个见证。
So I want to encourage you, if you know someone who walked away from faith in wilderness right now, and you really have this heart for those people, and I do too, I want to encourage you. Let's commit ourselves to follow Jesus and then show that to them.
所以如果说你有一个家人或你认识人他们远离了神，那我就提醒你们，你要做的事情就是你自己要委身降服在神的面前。
It's really interesting to observe our children because they are very similar to their parents.
当我们观察我们的孩子呢，我们就会发现他跟他们的父母亲非常的相同。
I'm talking about the way they behave.
就他们的行为，他们的行动可能跟他们父母亲很像。
We have one little boy, maybe this tall.
我认识一个孩子，他大概这么高。
Who walks like this?
，这个小家伙走路起来吊不啷当的， 手插在口袋里。
I was like, that's an interesting walk.
我觉得他这个蛮有趣的一种。
And a few weeks later, his dad came up to pick him up.
几个礼拜以后，我看到他父亲走过来。原来是同一副德行。
It was the same as the way boy walked.
就跟他孩子一样，吊不浪当。
And I believe that's how we can follow Jesus with our family together.
所以我也相信这是我们跟随跟我们的家庭一起跟随耶稣的。
When each of us walks faithfully in the Lord, our family will start walking in the same direction, in the same way.
当我们每个人很有信实的跟随，忠心的跟随神的时候，我们的家庭也会 跟我们一样一起的跟随耶稣基督。
So in real life, what does it look like?
在我们的生命中，这是看起来像什么呢？
How can parents live out the gospel and follow Jesus every day?
我们作为父母亲的，如何把这个福音彰显出来，来跟随耶稣？
What does that committing and surrendering and walking look like?
这个委身降服跟跟随是什么样子呢？
Lifeway Research asked young adults who still stayed in their faith, still walking with Jesus, how did you grow up?
这个 Lifeway 他们研究里面，他们就问一些年轻人，他们还是信靠神的，他们的成长的过程是如何的？
They asked, what was your family like? What did you do with your parents?
他们问他们，你们成长的过程当中，你们跟你父母亲是如何的信靠神？
And these are some of the common answers that they gave.
那这是他们这些年轻人所给的一些回答。
As a family, they read the Bible several times a week.
他们可能一起每星期阅读圣经数次。
Taking part in a service project or church mission trip as a family.
全家一起参与服侍社群活动或者教会短宣。
Sharing their faith with unbelievers.
向非信徒分享他们的信仰。
Encouraging teenagers to serve in church.
鼓励青少年在教会侍奉。
Asking forgiveness when they messed up as parents.
当作为父母犯错时，向儿女道歉。
Encouraging their children's unique talents and interests.
不断鼓励他们的儿女发挥独特的才能和兴趣。
Taking annual family vacation.
每年全家人一起出去旅行。
Attending churches with teaching that emphasized what the Bible says.
参与着重圣经教导的教会。
Teaching their children to tithe.
教导他们的儿女十一奉献。
So now you saw what you can maybe start doing in your family.
所以我们现在就比较实际的明白我们应该如何来带领我们的家庭孩子们。
The 2019 Children's Ministry Statistics Report includes this remark.
2019年年度儿童事工报告有这样子一句话。
When parents demonstrate obedience to Jesus, children can see firsthand the reality of Christ at work.
当父母表明对耶稣的顺服的时候，孩子就第一手见证基督圣工的事实。父母不需要完美，只需要真诚的跟随耶稣。
It doesn't take perfect parents, just honest disciples following Jesus.
父母不需要完美，只要我们真心真诚的跟随耶稣。
So we don't have to be perfect.
我们不需要完美。
We just have to be humble every day.
我们只需要谦卑的每天跟随神。
So let's take on this journey together.
让我们一起开始这个旅程。
Our church is a family following Jesus, right?
我们的教会是跟随耶稣的大家庭。
It cannot happen if each family is not following Jesus.
这个没有办法成立，如果我们每个家庭没有在跟随耶稣。
It cannot happen if you don't follow Jesus every day.
这个事实没有办法成立，如果你没有跟随耶稣。
So unless I change first, our church won't change, our families won't change.
除非我们自己先改变，我们的家庭不会改变，我们的教会。
Remember, we're no longer requiring circumcision by flesh, but circumcision of the heart.
现在在新约时代，我们不需要肉体上的行割礼，但是我们需要心灵里的割礼。
So may the Spirit guide you and give you strength for this beautiful journey with Jesus that we're all in together.
但愿圣灵带领你们，给你们力量来跟随耶稣基督。
May I pray for us?
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves to you.
天父，我们委身在你面前。
And we surrender ourselves to you.
我们降服在你面前。
And we want to do this daily.
我们愿意每天的在你面前来委身降服。
Continue to abide in you and continue to follow you.
让我们每天与你同在，每天来跟随你。
Lord, please give us strength.
主啊，求你给我们从你那里来的力量。
And please give us wisdom.
也从求你赐给我们属天的智慧。
So we can truly show the world and our families who you are.
好叫我们能够在见证对我们的家庭，对我们的周遭来见证耶稣基督。
May your spirit empower us.
但愿你的圣灵来充满在我们心里。
And transform our families.
来改变我们的家庭。
We thank you and we love you.
我们感谢你，我们爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.